Please introduce yourself.
I'm Rosa from Justice for Palestine Brisbane.
Now, this Friday, Justice for Palestine in Brisbane is organising a commemoration called Al Nakba. What is that about?
Al Nakba is the catastrophe for Palestinian people. The 15th of May marks the first wave of land theft and colonisation from the Palestinian people.
Okay, so when you say land theft, colonisation, you mean that they were driven from their towns and villages?
Villages, yeah.
Okay. And what form will the Al Nakba commemoration take this Friday?
On Friday afternoon, we're having a few speakers and performers, and we'll be participating in a silent march to commemorate the 15th.
And what can people do to participate?
Well, they can come along and support us and the Palestinian people on Friday, or they can jump onto our Facebook page, Justice for Palestine Brisbane, or follow us there, or www.justiceforpalestinebrisbane.org is another place to get some information on our actions and what we're doing.
Now, on the flyer, it says that it's a joint action with the Brisbane Aboriginal Sovereign Embassy. Why is that?
Justice for Palestine Brisbane sees some really strong links between what has happened to the Palestinian people and what our government, Australian government, is threatening to do to the Aboriginal people in WA, South Australia, through colonisation and land theft of their communities. So we've invited the embassy to join us on Friday to show that we support them in their struggle, as well as this significant day for us of 67 years for the Palestinian people.
So we can expect some Aboriginal representatives from the 10 embassy to come along?
Yes, we've got we've invited them to speak, and also on Friday we as a group, we'll be carrying names of the villages that were lost through the Israeli occupation, and we've invited them to carry their community names that are being threatened of closure on the same day.
Oh, so it's a strongly symbolic in that you actually have the names of the villages. There are about 500 villages that were depopulated by the original invasion and occupation. So you have their names.
Their names on pages that we carry every year as a symbol of the homes and the lives that have been lost.
And you see a direct parallel between that and the forced closure of Aboriginal communities in West Australia and South Australia.
We do, because it's colonisation and it's land theft in both situations.
Mm. And I suppose it's similar to what's happening in West Papua as well, at the hands of the Indonesians. It's really all around us.
It is.
Can you tell me why you're involved in this group?
My family has had involvement in the Palestinian struggle for a long time. I'm second generation Lebanese Australian, and for me, I went back to my family's village in Lebanon 3 years ago, and through that I saw Syrian refugee camps, and though they weren't Palestinian refugee camps, I saw the struggle that comes from destroyed homes and of war, and that meant that when I came back to Brisbane, I wanted to be much more active and much more involved, and that's why I'm part of JFP, and that's why I'm involved in this on Friday.
And, you know, my observation is over the years that's why people become involved.
Mm.
It's not just the Palestinians. It's people who see that the injustice, and they see the refugee situation for Syrians at the moment is in most dire circumstances, with literally thousands of people fleeing to Europe and drowning in the Mediterranean. And so people have become more aware, I suppose, of the actual catastrophe itself, that when you get driven from your home and you never know whether you'll ever go back or...
And the story of there's so many Palestinians still holding on to the key to the door to their home, that they know or they hope that they can one day use again to get back into their home. That story always, it resonates with me. And from the people that I spoke to in my travels over there in the Middle East, it was, the Syrians are the same. There's that continued hope. And I think even though it's not my story, it's something I can't ignore. I have to participate in some way and help.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
Friday's march is important to us and the Palestinian people because I think it was an Israeli official that said the old will die and the young will forget, which Friday's march for us is our way of showing that we can't stop the old from passing away, but we will not forget and we will continue our struggle. And even though Israeli government's philosophy is to squash a people and kill a hope, we support the Palestinian people even from here in Brisbane. We know what's going on and we won't give up that fight.
Thanks, Rosa.
Thank you.